Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. What a blessing it is that you listen to the broadcast. We've been doing a series called WWJS, What Would Jesus Say? And the theme of this is Follow Me. It's a discipleship series. If you haven't had a chance to listen to all the messages, you can go to our website www.seedchristianfellowship.com and listen to the messages. Or if you have a prayer concern, you can go to our website and put your prayer concern. Our prayer team would love to pray for you. This week's message comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And today we're going to focus on three verses in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. But before we look at those verses, let me set them in the context of John's writing. Just a chapter earlier, in chapter 9, Jesus heals a man who was born blind. What a wonderful story. Jesus performs a miracle and gives sight to a man born blind. Don't you wish you were there to see that? In that chapter, in the chapter after today's study, in chapter 11, Jesus raises one of his best friends, Lazarus, from the dead. Remember Mary and Martha? Lazarus is their brother. Remember Martha being upset because Mary wasn't helping much with the party for Jesus? Instead, she sat at his feet and listened while he taught. Well, in John 11, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And it says also in John 11:35, it's the shortest verse, Jesus wept. But what's so amazing is when Jesus gets to Lazarus's tomb, he calls out, Lazarus, come out, in verse 43. I wish I was there. I wish I was there to see the dead man coming out of the tomb. What another powerful miracle. The dead are raised, the blind are given sight. And here in chapter 10, sandwiched between giving sight to the blind and raising the dead, we find another of Jesus's follow me statements. Before we turn to God's word, let's give sight to let's pray for God's sight for us. And may God raise us from our dead emotions and dead feelings and give us life. Let us pray. Lord God of all creation, we come today to give thanks for your grace that is sufficient. Your love is from everlasting to everlasting. We stand in your forgiveness and seek to obey two small words, follow me. Give us the courage, the strength, and the wisdom we need as we listen to your voice and follow you. Amen. I'm going to do something just a little different, and it may take us a little longer. If you have your Bible, you can open it to John chapter 10. I'm going to read the whole chapter. Now, that's radical. I know we could spend better time talking about other things, but God's word is alive. God's word is redemptive. John chapter 10, verse 1. I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen. They listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. Listen, I'm going to digress for just a minute. When Jesus repeats himself, we better listen. So in verse 1, he says, I tell you the truth. And in verse 7, he says, I tell you the truth. He says, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and he will go out and he will find pasture. Verse 10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the abundance. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep, so when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. What a wonderful verse. Jesus is going to lay his life down for us. Verse 16, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down by my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? What a radical statement. Why listen to Jesus? We could digress and talk about that. Verse 21, but others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you did not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Verse 27. Let me read it again. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I know you're listening to my voice, but boy, do I pray that you'll listen to Jesus' voice. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to him, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you're a mere man, claim to be God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? Have I said you are gods? If I called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do, even though you do not believe, believe the miracles that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. Here he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, though John never performed a miraculous sign, all that John said about this man was true. And in that place, many believed in Jesus. John chapter 10. There was a hardened unbeliever, and he went to see, but not hear, George Whitefield. This was back in the day when Whitefield preached outdoors. Whitefield was an itinerant British preacher who was part of the Great Awakening here in America in the 1740s. Whitefield preached 18,000 times to over 10 million listeners. I don't know how many people listen to the programs, but think of Whitefield preaching without microphones, without radios, and just speaking God's word 18,000 times to 10 million listeners. In order for this man to have a good vantage, this man who went to see Whitefield, he went to see him. I want to be clear here. He went to see him, but not hear him. So for this man to have a good vantage point to see Whitfield, he climbed a nearby tree. Putting his fingers in both ears, he began to watch the mighty preacher. But there was a persistent fly that lit upon his nose, and he shook his head, but the fly wouldn't move. Just as he removed a hand from the ear to flick the fly away, Whitfield quoted this verse, "He that has ears to hear, let them hear," Matthew 11:15. Whitfield then spoke of the willful refusal of many to hear the Spirit's voice. The unbeliever was so impressed by what happened that he opened not only his ears to the gospel, but his heart. Today's message is about listening. If you are taking notes, it has 3 points, and hopefully we'll be able to get through all 3 points. Number one, listening means that we know and are known. Number two, listening means that we are called to follow. And number three, listening means that we have life and life eternal. Those are some powerful points. Listening means that we know and are known. Listening means that we are called to follow. And listening means that we have life and life eternal. Before we get to the points, I'd like I would be remiss not to reflect briefly on some of the points in this whole story. Jesus has brought us from the blindness to life. Jesus proclaims that he is the good shepherd, that he lays down his life for the sheep. Chapter 10 has two of the great I am statements. Jesus says, "I am the gate," not once, but twice. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." My question to you today is, where do you find yourself in chapter 10? In fact, I would challenge you to go read chapter 9, chapter 10, and chapter 11 of the Gospel of John. But put yourself in the story of chapter 10. Where do you find yourself? Well, there's shepherds. There is the good shepherd. There's hired hands. There's sheep and wolves and thieves and robbers. There are Pharisees and other Jewish people gathered around to see the miracle worker. There are those who listen and those who don't listen. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and the title of this message is, What Would Jesus Say? Listen. Do you hear what I hear? Follow me. Read chapter 10. Where do you find yourself in this chapter? There are those who listen and those who don't listen. There are those who believe and those who don't believe. Maybe that's where you're at right now. There are those who question Jesus, and those who rest their total security in being saved and redeemed by the Good Shepherd. Where are you? Where are you in the journey of chapter 10 of the Gospel of John? Maybe the so what question for us today is, how well do I, as a sheep of the Good Shepherd, listen? Let's find out. Listening means we are known and we know. When our granddaughter was 4 years old, I had the opportunity to drive her to preschool. One day, she packed her backpack full of color books, clothes, and few toys, even though she was only staying for a few hours. And as we were driving down the street, I heard her get out her little play phone, and she said, "Hello." I responded to her and said, "Hello." She proceeded to tell me that she wasn't talking to me. She said, "Papa, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the principal." "Oh," I said, "you must be talking to Mrs. Provencher, our granddaughter." She said, "No, I'm talking to, with Mrs. Provencher, I'm talking to the other one. Mrs. Provencher has 3 jobs, you know." And I said, "Wow, Mrs. Provencher has 3 jobs? What are her 3 jobs? And my granddaughter, I mean, she's 4 years old, she didn't miss a beat. She said, "She opens the gate, and she closes the gate, and she's the principal. Those are her 3 jobs. At the preschool, the principal stands at the gate and opens the gate when school begins. As she's standing there holding the gate, she greets all of the children by name. There's about 300 3- and 4-year-olds in this preschool. She greets each one of them by name. She not only greets the children by name, she greets the parents and grandparents by name. At the end of school, the gate is opened again and the parents return to pick up their child. I love to look at life through the eyes of a child. The principal has 3 jobs. She opens the gate, she closes the gate, and she's the principal. And as I thought about this, the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart the power of this illustration. My wife and I had just spent the past 12 days driving to and from Texas to visit our son and his family, and I was getting ready for today's message, studying the story of the Good Shepherd who proclaims, "I am the gate." And I had been memorizing John 10:9. John 10:9 says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture." The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. "Don't you see, Dave? Don't you understand? Jesus opens the gate. Jesus closes the gate. And Jesus, well, he's the principal." My eyes welled up with tears as I wrote those words. Why? My heart longs to be in the presence of the living God, the Good Shepherd. I so desire the forgiveness, the safety, the security, the protection, the provision, the redemption, the healing, the hope that Jesus so freely offers. My heart yearns to hear the Good Shepherd call me by name. How about you? "I am the Good Shepherd," he says, "and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Please don't miss the personal note here. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows you, and you know him. That's what we're told. "The sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." The word "listen" is used 5 times in this chapter. It's used in verse 3. "The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." John 10:3. "All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them." Don't listen to the negative voices out there, friends. Don't listen to the naysayers out there, friends. Don't listen to the thieves and the robbers that want to take your joy. That's what it says in John 10:8. "I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and they shall be one flock and one shepherd." John 10:16. "Many of them said, 'He is demon-possessed and raving mad.' Why listen to him?" John 10:20. "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John 10:27. The question that comes to me is, how well do we listen? Really, what I wrote in my manuscript is, how well do I listen? Because see, when I write a manuscript, I have to talk about myself. But I'm really talking to you today. How well do you listen? When do you listen? Who do you listen to? Why do you listen? What do you listen to? Maybe another question is, when do I stop listening? Listen. "The sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." We are the sheep. And we the sheep are to continually, the word in the Greek is a continuous verb. It means the action verb. The listening is an action verb, and it's a continuous action. And so we're to continually listen. As we listen, we receive the security, the promise that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will continually know us and never forget us. We are known continually by Jesus, and we will know continually that we belong to our Good Shepherd. We will never be forgotten. We are protected from thieves and robbers. That really, we're probably going to get through one point today, but we are to be good sheep, and we can be good sheep if we will listen to the Good Shepherd, who will come, and it says he will know us and we will be known by him. Think of that. We know him and he knows us. He even knows when one of us is out late or lost. We are known by Christ. Listening means we are called to follow. As we continue to look into verse 27, we read that those who listen follow. We have spent the last 7 weeks looking at the concept and the principle of following. To follow means to come behind, to come after, to accompany, to obey, and to become a disciple. The Greek word for follow that John uses is a continuous verb again. It's an action verb, so that means that you will continually follow. You'll follow today, you'll follow tomorrow, you'll follow in 5 minutes. The action of following does not stop. We are called to listen continually, and we are called to follow continually, no matter the weather conditions, no matter our feelings, no matter our circumstances, no matter what our neighbors are doing or saying or our coworkers, no matter what our boss says, no matter what's going on in our family or our finances or anything else, we are called over and over again to listen and to follow the Good Shepherd. That's the second point. Not just once, not twice. We are called over and over again to listen and follow our Good Shepherd. There was an extraordinary anecdote that comes to us from the annals of ancient Mid-Eastern history. As the story goes, Cyrus, the great conqueror of the then known world, including Babylon, had a general under his authority whose wife was suspected of treason. She was tried before a great and austere tribunal. She was found guilty and sentenced to death. After the sentence was pronounced, the woman's husband, a general, made his way to Cyrus's throne and requested, "King Cyrus, please let me take her place." Cyrus, in awe of what was transpiring before him, said to his court, "Can we terminate a love as great as this?" He then paroled the woman to her husband, and as the couple left the court, the general said to his wife, "Did you see the benevolent look in Cyrus's eyes as he pardoned you?" And the wife responded, "No, I only had eyes for the one who loved me enough to be willing to die for me. How I wish I had eyes alone for the one that calls me to follow him." I want you to hear that Jesus loves you enough that he would come to die for you. Listening means we are called to follow. Listening means that we are called to follow and be with Jesus. My wife and I drove to and from Waco, and we figured that we would have time to meet a lot of people on our drive. That's where our son lives with his wife and two children. And as we drove each morning, we settled down in the car. My wife's not able to fly, and she would get her little map out, and we'd kind of plan out our trip. And a lot of times we know so many people across the United States, we would stop somewhere like San Antonio or other places or El Paso or Las Cruces and talk with people we knew and spend time breaking bread. But each time we spoke the names of the people who lived in those cities we were traveling through, we heard the Good Shepherd say the same phrase over and over again. Not this trip. This isn't about that kind of trip. This is a trip about listening and following me kind of trip. I want you to follow me all the time. I want you to rest with me. I want you to listen. I want you to know me. Don't text this person. Don't write this person. Just be with me. Let us not be like the man who climbed the tree and plugged his ears. May our ears be open every day so that we're able to hear those two small words, but wonderful words, "Follow me." May we know that our Good Shepherd stands at the gate. He opens the gate and closes the gate. Our Good Shepherd knows us by name. Are you listening? Oh, that we would have eyes and ears for the one who died for us so that we may have eternal life. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give thanks for your great love that you sent your Son Jesus to live and to die and to rise again to give us eternal life, an eternal life that can never be taken away because you hold us in your hands. Lord, let us have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. Listen. The Spirit is speaking to you. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week, and remember, God loves you, and so do we.